second parrot of the Kura Mishnah Zion. We are contrasting various halachas. Dama halchei shtayim. The blood of a human being does not have the full status of blood. It's shavu l'dam behema, but it has the same status as the blood of a behema l'harsher zazroim, in respect to consider a mashke, that it becomes on a food, the food will become susceptible to be kabbal tuma. The blood of human being also has the status of blood. That's it. The maite, in respect to eating human blood, if you eat the dam shchita of a behema, it's an isakaris. If you eat the dam that was in the meat which was not salted and you take blood from that piece of meat, it's a deraita. Eating the blood of a human being is also only the drabonon, and it's only also after the blood came out of your body. So if you have a cut in your mouth, you're allowed to swallow the blood. But if you have a cut in your mouth and you took a bite from the bread, and then you look at your bread and you see the blood on it, then since it was very peevish, you should take off that piece of bread before you eat it. The dam hasheretz ein chayavim alein. The blood of a sheretz, this is a little bit written a little bit shorter than it should be, because we're contrasting the blood of a human being. So before we said it's like the dam of behema, that it's machshir in respect to tuma. When it's saying dam hasheretz, it means to say that it's similar to dam hasheretz, shein chayavim, that there's no issur d'oraita of drinking the blood of a human being, just like there will be no malchus for drinking the blood of a sheretz. And it says, though, that in the case of the sheretz, it's not so poshut, because in the sheretz, the issur of eating the sheretz, and the blood is also considered part of the sheretz in respect to the issur of eating the sheretz. And therefore, if he's eating the blood of the sheretz, and you say that other to eat the blood of the sheretz, it's in the Torah of dam sheretz, that's not punishable in the Midoraita. But if you tell him that don't eat a sheretz, and this is part of the sheretz, then you would get malchus. That's in the case, once again, of the blood of the sheretz. The dam adam, the blood of the human being, is mutter midoraita. It's never malchus. So it's not 100% like the dam sheretz. The dam sheretz mitzvah is dam. It's mutter midoraita. The fact of being part of the sheretz, it's also midoraita, and you will get malchus. Human blood is completely midrabbanan, and therefore you'll never get malchus. As we said, it's utter unless it was in the mouth and did not come out.